Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron. Justin is out this week on special assignment, but he'll be back next week. And we'll be glad to touch base with him. We have a special guest next week as well. And today, I guess this is our first show of the new year. If not, it seems like it. So it is our first show, I think, organic show of the new year. So happy 2020 to everyone out there, all our listeners out there. It's going to be another great year for the show. We're actually going to have some new artwork and some new, hopefully some new enhancements and get with the 90s. Just kidding. Get caught up with where we need to. So anyway, so we have a fantastic guest. You know, that's the great thing about social media, you know, LinkedIn and Instagram. And I'm not sure how I met our guest, but he caught my eye on one of those platforms. Finally, I know we looked, we connected on LinkedIn, and then once I saw his information on LinkedIn, man, I had to get him on the show. Our guest is just, you know, I think that the portrait of a solo, pretty much a solo practitioner that has a business, created a business, successfully running a business that is a tangible business, and then was as entered into the coaching space for a while, and was encouraged to do so, and doing a real good job with that. So much so, I'm envious of some of his processes, and in a good way. So. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to bring on our guest, Jeff Hege. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Man, yeah. So glad to have you on, and couldn't think of a better way to start the new year with our show than exposing our listeners to you and what you're doing and how you do it. And it's just, you know, so thanks again for taking the time out of your schedule to come visit with us. So you know, I had a chance to chat, and you know, we're going to go over some of those things again, of course. And if you could, like, tell us a little bit about yourself and business, and then kind of that journey, that story arc of what got you from business and into the coaching space.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks. Yeah, I started out, I actually worked as a bank teller while I was going to school. And I was taking business in school with entrepreneurship was my major. And when I graduated, the bank came to me and they offered me a full-time position going into the training to be a personal lender and doing all that sort of stuff. But at the same time, I was rodeoing professionally and I turned down the job offer. I guess I figured I was just going to rodeo the rest of my life. But then after that summer, I sat down with my wife and we had a baby on the way, and I thought, you know, maybe I better go back to the bank and see if that job's still there. And luckily it was, and they hired me on. And so I got into the banking industry and absolutely loved it, and went through the kind of climbed the ladder, went from being a personal lender, working in the investment side of things. And then I had the opportunity to get into the business side, which I loved because it gave me an opportunity to really sit down with business owners and see what they were doing in their businesses and, you know, help them on the financial side of things and just really, you know, dig into what they were doing and learn from them and help them where I could. And I ended up getting into a position where I was running a full service branch, meaning I was the branch manager, but I still did the business lending and dealt with all the business clients. And then I At the same time, I had had a number of different things I was doing. I was doing some real estate deals. I had a mini storage facility, and I was I loved sitting down with my business clients and, you know, really learning from them. And I developed a really good relationship with one of them. And one day I was sitting in his office, and he had a business where he made log homes, manufactured log homes. So they would make the log homes in their factory, and then they'd ship them all over North America. And he had a catalog on his desk that was for the stone veneer that they put on the log homes. And we just got talking about it, and he said, heck, you should figure this out. And I thought, that sounds like a great challenge. And I went to my boss at the bank and gave my notice and said, I'm going to make rocks. And we started a company where we made artificial stone veneer. So it's the stone veneer that you see on the front of houses and fireplaces and stuff like that. And we started that in 2005, and we're still running that today, and it's going strong. And it's been a great experience for me, starting from a small startup that we started in a buddy's Kowanset up in Southern Alberta, and growing to a company that we've had to pivot a number of times. And, you know, I've had so many learning experiences and different opportunities within the company. It's been great. But then along the way, there's a number of times throughout the years I've talking with my CFO, one of my partners, about all the different things that we've learned through the process since 2005 when we started this company, and how we could use that to help other people and coach other people and do different things, and how that was one of the desires that I had, was to get into the coaching at some point. And at one point he called me, because he is my CFO, but he also does a lot of CFO work for other companies. And he said, you've always talked about getting into the coaching. He says, I want you to meet somebody. And he introduced me to one of his clients, and I sat down with him. And since that time, he's been a great mentor to me as well. But basically at the end of the conversation, he said to me, he says, why aren't you doing it? You know, a lot of it was my own inadequacies, feeling that I wasn't at the point that I could be a coach. But with all the experience I've had, with the extra training I've had, he finally just says, why don't you do it? And so at that point, I did get into some more training and taking some more courses and different things like that. But it kind of spurred me to pull the trigger and get into coaching. And it's, especially over the last year, it's really grown into a lot more than what it was at that point. And we've put a lot of good systems in place. We've got a lot of tools and things that we can share with our clients, that it's turned into a really fun business. And it's been a great opportunity to be able to sit down, just like I did when I was in the banking, and go through people's right. businesses and, you know, really figure it out. And it's been pretty awesome.
Man, that is such a great American story. I mean, Canadian story. I mean,
that's right.
Sorry, man. Sorry, I did some shit on that, man. So, I love Canadians, man. And one of my service lines is working with sex offending behaviors, and the Canadians actually are the lead in research. McGill University and several other places are leaders in that. So, anyway,
that's better. I thought you were going to say the Canadians were the leaders in sex offenses.
No, actually not. We are, but they're the leaders in treatment and risk assessment. And
okay,
that's one of my service lines. But anyway, look, I mean, that's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I need to get the man who has the log homes on the show, and then I'll get him on the show, and then he can mail one of those to my mountain property in North Carolina, and and then we'll definitely have a head start on that mountain house I've always wanted. But
there you go.
But yeah, you know, it's amazing. One of the coaching 101 things that you said you experienced was some doubt and some self-limiting thinking, and yet, once you were in front of your friend, the CFO, and that client that encouraged you to say, you know, when you have an outsider saying, God, why aren't you doing this? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, was that the game changer for you? Was that the thing that finally validated you to say, you know what, if this guy said so, then maybe I should go ahead and go. What were some of the validating things for you that pressed you through?
Yeah, it really was, because, you know, I had had the opportunity at different points to, you know, help some friends through some startups and stuff like that, but I hadn't really gone out and done it. But when I sat down with this other guy that had a really successful coaching business, and, you know, he told me his backstory, and he actually was in a manufacturing company of his own before he got into his coaching. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities of what he had done to where I was at. And then I looked at, you know, what he was doing now with his coaching business, and then him kind of giving me that validation was kind of what helped me pull the trigger and say, yeah, this is something I can do.
Yeah. And obviously you are doing it. So, yeah, you know, I just think back, I mean, I have a mental health background and other stuff, but man, I just really love your background. You were in banking, you were in business, you were in, did some real estate stuff. I mean, the pedigree you came from, you know, and then, you know, like you said, you guys were a startup building it to a multi-million dollar business that it is today. So you've literally kind of been there and done that in so many respects that I like that the pedigree almost better than somebody who has an MBA from Harvard or whatever, you know what I mean? Because you've literally, nothing wrong with the MBA from Harvard or Stanford or whatever, but you know what I mean? You've literally walked yourself and others through that, and then you're able to do that with your clients, you know?
So I think that that is a advantage, is being able to say, you know, besides the fact that I'm still in the middle of running that company today, but even, you know, going into a company that's involved in the construction industry, the home building industry, and having the opportunities to go through things like 2008, and then, you know,
right,
having a big part of our focus in Canada, where in 2016 we're in Alberta where everything's oil and our oil prices take a dive, and, you know, we've gone through some tough times and we've got through it, and so that's been a huge feather in the cap to figure some of those things out. And when I have the opportunity to work with clients, those experiences are invaluable.
For sure. You have to be nimble and quick on your feet and made adjustments. And, you know, I coach clients that are mental health practitioners and help them grow their coaching business. But that's a whole lot different than a manufacturing company. You know what I mean? And doing business coach with other companies that are have tangible goods and stuff like that. So, you know, again, just a wonderful background. It completely sets the stage for what you're doing. And what I want to do is I want to jump forward, and then we can always go back with other, you know, question and answers. But you went into so now that you're in the coaching sphere, kind of tell our listeners what you do, how you do it. So let's start with a few minutes on your typical coaching client, if there is one, or kind of, you don't have to do a full case analysis, but kind of give us an example of your prototypical or modal client and what you do for that client.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, I've got my typical client, but I've also got the ones that don't really fit the mold. For the most part, what it is I love working with entrepreneurs and especially startups, but a lot of what I do, it's with young small businesses, or I've worked with a lot that have been in business for a long time, and I've had the opportunity to go in and kind of help them where they're stuck and whatnot. But at the same time, I've got some clients, like I've got one guy that's just a sales executive. It's not his own business, but, you know, he likes to do his job as if it is his business. And a lot of what he wants is someone holding him accountable. And so I've got a lot of different clients that way. But for the most part, what I have a lot of focus on with my clients is looking at the small businesses, that really need to generate more leads, need to get more customers, but don't really have the money, the funds to pour into their marketing and advertising. And so helping them identify opportunities where they can, you know, create more leads and how they can do that at a low cost. And then we start working on from the more leads to how we're going to create more conversions and, you know, working down the line from more conversions, more transactions, what we do with their pricing, and obviously in the end, what we do with their profits.
So that's good. So it sounds like it's this living, breathing, dynamic, developmental thing that not only just stops with getting more business, but as you get the business, what to do with the profits and whatnot. So
absolutely.
So, man, I have a family member that's in the gym industry. Okay. And he left one place, went to another place, and this new place that he's with, the salespeople and he have to generate their own leads. Whereas before the other place he was at had the company that kind of gave them leads.
Yeah.
Then they had a sales force and a marketing force. And this one, you kind of have to be your own lead generator. But then again, they pay you commission on the new memberships. Pretty interesting structure where they cut out a whole segment of a company and put it on the heads of these people. But I might send that person your way as well. But anyway, so great. So it sounds like that is a comprehensive strategy that you use to help businesses. Now, so the sales guy had accountability. The other folks, do you do any? Can you talk more about lead generation at all, without giving away proprietary stuff? Like, don't give me specifics, but like, give us a. I like that. It's come up a lot here on the show too, not just with this other person, but like, do you outsourcing places that have leads, or how they can generate their own leads, or a little bit of both, or also do you do any social media type of component to your work? Yes.
Yeah, for sure. No, I haven't done anything where we're outsourcing anything. I look within. I mean, one of the easiest things to look at is, you know, there's very few, if any, businesses out there that don't have their own websites.
Right.
But there's also, you know, you can walk into a business that's 5 years old. They started up, they poured a bunch of money into their website, and the business owner hasn't seen their website in the last 5 years.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's one of the most underutilized tools that's out there right now is our own websites. Because, you know, if you get somebody to come to your website, I mean, talking about my stone company, if someone is interested in putting stone on their house right now, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to get on the internet and they're going to search it and they're going to start looking at things. And so someone gets on my website, well, you know, there's such a small percentage of people right now that are in that now buyer category. You know, there's the soon to be buyers and there's the future buyers, but there's those now buyers that are such a small selection. And if you've got someone on your website and they're not a now buyer, what happens to them after they leave your website? You know, are you going to have that contact with them anymore? And so many people on their websites, it's, you know, setting them up and here's my address, here's my phone number, here's, you know, contact me for a free 30-minute sales pitch type thing. Right. But it's not a way that you're catching that client for future purposes. And that's where, you know, really they're coming to your website for information. And so that's where I think the biggest asset to do is to provide information where it allows you to capture their name, their email, and those sort of things. And then getting into something like a drip campaign where either through snail mail or through email or whatever the case may be, that you can continue to have contact with them so that when they do get to that point where they are a now buyer, you're going to be at the forefront of their mind.
Right. What is a drip campaign?
Yeah, no problem. So a drip campaign. Well, let me give you an example of someone that we've worked with, and they built sunrooms, and so on their website, they created a information package that talked about the advantages of sunrooms, and you know, people just sign up and they have the opportunity to get this, and they actually mailed it out. And so it was a booklet that they mailed out, and that could have been an ebook or whatever the case might be, but it said it was the seven benefits of owning a sunroom. Okay. And so their drip campaign, and most people, when they think drip campaign, they think of email, but with these guys, what they did is they ended up making seven postcards, and each of these postcards matched the seven benefits of owning a sunroom that was outlined in that booklet. And so I don't recall how often they sent it out, but they would send out a postcard every other month or something like that, and it would match it. So say the first benefit was enjoying the outdoors, you know, regardless of weather type thing. So they would send a postcard that talked about that. And then it had a little coupon that was a certain dollars off if they were to get a sunroom built through these guys. And then a couple months later, they sent out another postcard that was, maybe it was increasing the value of your home. And so the drip campaign is just a steady flow of information coming at these people that's providing value to them, but also keeping this company in the forefront of their minds. So if they decide, hey, I'm going to build a sunroom, who are they going to go to? It's going to be the company that's been providing them this information. And most people have seen it. They see an offer online and they sign up to get an ebook or whatever it might be. And then they start getting emails from those people. And that's what the drip campaign is, just to keep in front of the customer and keep them in their hemisphere.
Right. Brand awareness, and then you're developing a relationship with them and some brand familiarity, and they're going to go with the person that was at least doing a good service for them. And man, that's a good idea for this federal prison thing that I do, because I get a lot of near consumers too, right? I haven't been sentenced to federal prison yet, but I'm going type of thing. I was just interviewed today on WOAI in San Antonio about that Lori Loughlin that's going to federal prison for the college scam, you know?
Yeah.
She's hired some federal prison consultant to do karate classes. That, to me, that's just the stupidest thing ever, because women don't beat each other up like that. So, and I spent 6 years in a women's federal prison. So I'm going to do my expert click, and I'm going to fire out an article that'll get picked up, you know, by the press. Uh-huh. Kind of fix that situation. I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, the drip campaign, baby, that's awesome. I wish Justin was here. He's full of channel partners and all this hip type of stuff, man. Drip campaign, man. It's like an SAT vocabulary word. So appreciate you sharing that. And that's a very viable thing. And that's a great technique. That did you come up with that, with the postcards? It's also the story arc, right? It's congruent with the story, right? It's the postcard corresponds with one of the core values or core benefits of getting the sunroom. So awesome.
Yeah. And so that's one of the services we have in we can talk about it later, but in our e-learning marketing system, we got a library full of stuff like this. So someone that wants to do the same thing, but they're not in the sunroom industry, they can look at what we've done in other cases and tweak it to fit them.
Awesome. Awesome. There you go. So you definitely want to take a look at retaining you, or listeners that are looking to have a coach. I want to take heed of this good word here. So good stuff. So now let's move forward a little bit with the facets, I guess, of your coaching practice. I know you have a lot of different things that you offer. I guess we'll start off with the baby one that I'm interested in, and you graciously are going to let me into, theoretically.
Absolutely.
Yep. Not trained wrecking it. Too bad. No. Let's talk a little bit about your weekly call, your mastermind call, and what that is, and then if you want to talk rates, that's cool too. But if you don't, that's fine too. But yeah, talk about that service and how that's a growing and emerging thing for your practice and the value it brings folks.
Yeah, for sure. So I have a weekly, we call it our Inner Circle Mastermind call. And so every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Arizona time, we have a call. And, you know, everyone that's in the mastermind isn't always on the call. So we do have a replay that goes out afterwards.
How does the replay go out, by the way? Do you have an MP3? You have it recorded at your site there and you shoot it out by email? Or how do you do that?
You know what? We do it on Zoom video. It's a Zoom video conference call. And so then I just send out the video afterwards.
Yeah. Perfect.
And okay. The MP3 is recorded as well, but usually I just send out the video. So it's always available. But yeah. Okay. So those that don't know what a mastermind is,
go ahead.
It's just a, yeah. It's a way, I mean, when you and I talked about it, we got old school. We started getting in the 1930s, right, talking to Napoleon Hill.
There you go.
So yeah, it's not a new concept for sure, but it's really a way to leverage the knowledge and experience of people from different backgrounds, different industries, to figure things out on your own. And I guess to just use my own experience on how this was so applicable. You know, with my stone company, when everything crashed in 08, 09, and, you know, we were right in the middle of that, and it was a killer, and we were trying to figure out what we needed to do to make some changes and pivot and do some different things. And I was sitting at a business conference, and the lady at the table with me owned a scrapbooking company. And just in our conversations, she started talking about some things that she had done within her scrapbooking company. That it just set a light bulb off in my mind. And I thought, that's what I need to do in my stone company. And so that's, to me, that's a perfect example of a mastermind group, because it's someone who would have thought that a stone company could mirror what a scrapbooking company could do to find their success. And, you know, when she said that, it was just like, wow, I would have never thought that you and I had anything in similarity, but you just solved one of my biggest problems that I haven't been able to figure out. And so in a mastermind group, that's what we're doing, is we're, you know, a lot of the times I start with just doing some teaching and talking on a subject, but then we look at getting into how we can help one another, and whether it's on that specific subject or someone in the group is really stuck on something and they need some input from the other people. Because that's usually what it is someone that's not involved in what they're going through, someone that's got different experiences, has maybe they've been through the exact thing before, and being able to help one another. And so it's really a powerful tool. And, you know, we've got our own, a private Facebook group that people can get into the Facebook group too. And when we're not on the call and say, hey, I got this issue, I don't want to wait for the call, let's talk about it. Anyone have some advice? And so there's a lot of there too. And so when I first started this, you know, this is, I've been parts of mastermind groups before, and last May, some of the listeners have probably heard of KBB. It's a program that Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins put together. And I joined it when they released last May, and a lot of it was about creating mastermind groups and going through this, and it was a great training. And, you know, anyone that's interested in something like that can contact me too, because there's going to be a new KBB platform released in February that I've got details on that I can share with that too. But it's a great program. But since I've taken that, the first thing I did was I held a live in-person mastermind here in Queen Creek, Arizona. And it was awesome. It, you know, had not anyone in there was from similar industries, and we had some really good things come out of it. And then after that, I thought, you know, I think the best way to leverage this and get the most out of it is to do one where we can do it through a call and we can get more people involved in different industries, whatnot. And so I started it and I thought, I think at $247 a month, I think that's a steal. And so that's kind of how we started it. And as we got more and more people talking about it and giving some input, I thought, I think this is something that we need to get even more people involved in, because I think it's just that much more beneficial. So I did some refunding and whatnot, and now we offer it for $19.97 a month. And I just looked at it as a way to get more people involved. And
Right. And that is a price point anybody can afford. And honestly, you know, I have a criminal mind and I'm thinking, well, hell, you know, thank you very much. But anyway, I'm thinking, hey, you know, either I can be on the call, I can see the call on playback, and then I can still, you know, interact with the group on Facebook ish. You know what I mean? Until you kick me out of the group or whatever. No, I'm not going to take advantage of it. But I'm just saying, but anyway, what a heck of a value. I mean, what a heck of a value that is, and how different people, and you're right, different people from different organizations and types of services can synergize together. And just talking to you on the phone, man, and just hearing, it's kind of weird, right? Just kind of like, oh, wow. And you're just, the thing I like about you is that your delivery is so clean, you know, just very, I don't know, just very clear, cogent, common sense. You're kind of a level-headed guy. You're not a salesman. You know, you're like, hey, come on and join the program. This is what we're going to do for you. And, but wait, there's more. There's my thing. You know? And so I really like that about you. And the other thing I want to tell our listeners about your mastermind call is that right now there's not too many people on there. There's enough on there to make it a solid group and offering, but it's not like, you know, everybody only gets 1 minute of time. You know what I mean? Like right now the number is such that, cause I'm big into group therapy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so the size of any given call isn't so big that you feel like a stranger on the call. You know, you can be a participant, you're a viable participant on the call. So I want to let our listeners know that at least here, right? And I would suggest joining soon before the word gets out too hard, but about that. All right, man. Awesome. I mean, that right there is an awesome deal. You've by all social media standards, you're building a tribe, right? You got your Facebook page, you're the administrator of that Facebook page that grows and grows and grows. And then other service offerings that come on later, you'll be able to chase me down like a cult leader later on to sell me something else. Just kidding. I've been doing this for too long, man. So you have different types. You're not that guy. But okay. So what, tell us, what, and I know you have some other offerings as well. Let's talk about those.
Okay. So yeah, obviously my one-on-one coaching, we've kind of talked about that, but one of the things I offer with all my one-on-one coaching clients is a tool that has been developed with through a group of coaches that I work with, and it's called our e-learning marketing system. And basically it's a do-it-yourself coaching system. So it's a 52-week program where every week there's a video that comes out that talks about a certain lesson, starting right at the basics, going right through some great marketing stuff.
Now how do you do that? How does that go through Zoom, or is that through us or your website, isn't it, right?
Yeah, that's through the website. So once they're registered, they get an email once a week that has the video. And then the next day they get another video with a lesson attached to it. So they get two emails a week. And so, as I said, you know, my one-on-one clients, I work with them on it, and they all use it. And then I also have clients that, you know, they want the coaching, they need the coaching, but they're just not to the point that they can afford to do the one-on-one or whatever the case may be, that they just do the e-learning marketing system. And still with them, I usually do a follow-up every so often, but for the most part, they're just going through the program. And it's $9.97 a year or $97 a month. So again, it's something that, you know, probably cheaper than a Starbucks a day. And so it's not very expensive, but the value that comes out of it is huge. It's a great program. And there's also tied in with that through that group of coaches. We have a group coaching component that goes with it, that there's a call that's focused on marketing and once a week. But that one is kind of a one-off thing. It's normally it's a $500 a month thing, but we do have some scholarships that we can give for that. So, you know, we've got some leeway on that. But most of them are involved in the e-learning marketing system. And then the majority of those also have the group coaching call once a week that they're involved in.
Okay. So is the automated market, the automated video, the 52-week program, that's marketing centric, or that you also use as a component to your individual coaching, or does that online program also incorporate some of the things you said earlier about what to do with the revenue and stuff once you get revenue?
You know, a lot of it is market focused.
That's fine. You know, I was just kind of curious.
Yeah, it starts out with, you know, creating your market dominating position, goes through creating your elevator pitch, even things like how to generate online leads using webinars is one of the things that we teach 1 week. And then the drip campaign that we talked about, it goes through that and, you know, reactivate stale clients, increasing number of transactions per client. And, you know, things like, what are the effects of discounting? You know, what really goes through some real case studies of why discounting isn't your best option. And I mean, without going into a long story, we teach how to bundle things rather than discount things because there's more opportunity to get a better return.
Right. And you're bringing content to your customers every week, you know, and
yes.
So they feel like that you're at least earning your money and you've already got that set up that it kind of run, you know, rolls like that. So, okay. So good. So we have the mastermind call, individual coaching, 52-week program. And you said there was a group coaching component, right?
Correct. Yes.
Are there anything else?
Well, so basically
speaking
what I've got
or anything like that, or yeah, go ahead.
I've got the one-on-one coaching. I've got the e-learning marketing system. I've got the professional group coaching, and then I've got the Inner Circle Mastermind. So one thing that I'm doing right now, I've never really pulled them all into one bundle. And so something that you probably saw it on my Instagram is I'm putting a program together called the 2020 Breakthrough that I'm just going to put a small group of people together and I'm going to incorporate all of these into one package. And the reason I'm just doing it with a small group is because I want them to meet. We're going to go through it for 6 months and I want them to be my success story. So then in 6 months, I can charge a lot more for it, obviously. But, you know, I'm going to discount those and give those people an opportunity to really get dug in deep with the one-on-one coaching, the Inner Circle, the e-learning marketing system, everything, and just see what kind of success we can build out of that. Because individually, we've seen a lot of success, but I want to put them all into one package. So the number of spots available is starting to fill up, but that is something if anyone is interested in that, I do have a couple more spots available on that. And hopefully we get that filled up right away. And the next 6 months are going to be pretty awesome going through all that.
What is the time commitment? If you remember that, is that an hour a week, 2 hours a week? What's the time commitment, the interactive live time commitment on that?
Well, you know, usually, you know, the Inner Circle Mastermind, it's usually anywhere from 30 minutes to 60 minutes, more often towards the 60 minutes than the 30. And again, that's whether they're on the live call or they're on the replay. with the one-on-one coaching, that's another hour a week. And then usually, depending on what the week, you're looking at another probably hour, maybe 2 hours with the rest of the stuff. So you're probably looking at 4 hours a week.
I'm still here. I'm here. Good. 4 hours a week. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get rid of this cold and didn't want to share that with our listeners. That's 4 hours a week. It's totally worth it, you know. Good to know. And good to know. So, like, yeah, we're bringing all those elements together. Certainly, man, that's a shotgun, man. That's a lot going on there.
It really is. And that's why that's why the people that I'm going to bring into it, it's more of an application. It's not just here, sign me up, because I need them to be successful. So I need people that I know that are going to be committed, that are going to put in the time, and that are going to do the things that they're learning, so that, you know,
stories. One of the things, and I'm trying to pitch myself, one of the things, since 2016, we've had hundreds of coaches and guests and stuff like that. And so myself and Justin have looked at, hey, you know, some sort of a list, you know what I mean? Preferred list or something like that. There's, you know, we've had so many guests and listeners on the show that we could reach around and do something like that. Not necessarily providing a service, but do have the touch points or at least boost the listenership of the podcast, of the show here. So what was it called? Breakthrough 2020?
2020 Breakthrough. Yeah.
2020 Breakthrough, man. I love that. And that is, man, that's,
you know, like you said. And I was going to say one other thing that I just thought about too. You had mentioned to me that there are a lot of other coaches that listen to this program. One of the things that I had an experience with a while ago is I was working with an accountant that he absolutely loved our e-learning marketing system, and he wanted to offer it to his clients without saying, here, go take this one-on-one coaching, but here's this e-learning marketing system. And so we did set that up as a affiliate system.
Okay.
So that might be an opportunity that if there are any coaches that are listening that want more information on that and take a look at it, I can provide them with information on how we've set that up as an affiliate program that they can use the e-learning marketing system within their own practice, and how they can make money off it, of course.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I know that I got somebody on my ass to do a TikTok account. I just can't figure that out right now, but it seems like the old Vine. But, you know, I never thought people would be marketing and doing stuff on Snapchat, and they are, you know. So it's as kind of unique as Snapchat was, it's becoming another form, you know. I wouldn't think there'd be as much advertising on Instagram as there is now. And I can't look at my Instagram feed without getting jammed up with, you know, every fourth or fifth post is somebody's ad for something. And there's a lot of people that do stuff willy nilly, but they don't have a strategy behind it, you know. And it's one thing to put yourself out there, but it's another to be able to integrate that into a business strategy and a business plan. And like you said, what are you going to do once the money comes in? So interesting stuff. So you got, like you said, so many different touch points that the possible clients can access based on their money, their financial ability to commit, and their time ability to commit. So sounds like you just got something for everybody just about, Jeff.
Yeah, no, it really has been, we've got different levels that you know, someone like that wants to go into the 2020 and have all of them, it's great. But then there's people that, you know, just the inner circle mastermind is going to help them get to their next level. And so really, whatever the need is or whatever the budget is, we've got different options to help people.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And man, it sounds like, and you have a track record of helping people, people take their business and their game, their offering to the next level. Well, like you said, like whether it be somebody who works for a company and just wants to get a promotion and excel within the company, to startups, to accountants, to even other brick and mortar manufacturing companies. So it sounds like you've helped a lot of different people.
Yeah, and you know, we've kind of hit on the topic a couple times, but I think it's those employees that can take that ownership thinking, and you know, they have great opportunities. You know, I talked about it in my blog last week of those that add the most value are the ones that go places in a company. And so yeah, it doesn't mean that you have to be a business owner to need a coach.
You don't need to be a business owner to need a coach. No matter where you are and whatever station of life you're in, we could always benefit from some assistance. And I think, somebody like yourself that seems very level-headed and very methodical, you'd be a good mix for, or a good match rather, for many clients, because they kind of need that. And and so that's really good. Well, kind of tell us where folks can reach you. What are your touch points on social media? Your website, if you want, let it all hang out here. Like your blog, how can folks see your blog? Is that part of your website? Do you have an Instagram? So go ahead and give our
Sure.
listeners all the connection points.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce. So my name is Jeff Hagee. It's JeffHeggie. And I'll talk about some of them, but basically I put it all together. If you go to jeffhagee.com/concierge and then use the password concierge, I've got all the links there on one post there. But that's going to be the best way to see everything that we've talked about today. And again, it's jeffhagee.com/concierge, and the password to access it is concierge. That talks about the 2020 breakthrough, the inner circle mastermind, the one-on-one coaching, the e-learning marketing system, and everything. Now, the blog itself is at jeffhagee.com, and then you can learn more about the e-learning marketing system at jeffhageebusiness.com. On Instagram, it's Entrepreneur Next Door. On Facebook, my page is Jeff Hagee Biz, BIZ. See, I said that as an American, not a Canadian. I said Z. And then on Twitter, it's Entrepreneur ND. So Entrepreneur Next Door, but just ND. And then my email is jeff@jeffhagee.com. So I'd love to have you reach out to me.
Yes. And once again, like you said, you have the Instagram and you're on LinkedIn as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. LinkedIn at Jeff Hagee.
So you got Instagram, all the touch points, the blog, various social media inputs, really, really, nice. Yeah, the Entrepreneur Next Door. You know, it's kind of catchy. I saw that. I think it was on Instagram how we met. And that is really catchy. It's I like how that flows. And nice, pleasant, headshot and stuff like that. And it's a good that was a good move. I like that brand, Entrepreneur Next Door.
Thank
So
you.
yeah, you're welcome. Well, folks, well, Jeff, once again, thanks for coming on the show, man, and spending time with us. And I'm looking forward to being a part of your mastermind call and seeing where that goes. And maybe I'll report back here in 6 months, or we'll have other folks that are on the mastermind call come on the show. We're always looking
That
for
would be
folks doing
awesome.
stuff, and kind of do that 12th step and how do we keep what we have without giving away to somebody else a little bit. So that'll be good. And get some, use it as a resource to get folks some exposure on the Concierge Coaches Show. So again, brother, thanks for coming on the show. Look forward to working with you and maybe bringing you back here in a few months and giving us some updates on how your 2020 program went. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Bruce.
All right. So there it is, folks. Another great show here on the Concierge Coaches Show. Couldn't think of a better way to bring in 2020 and having Jeff with us and kind of setting the tone for our show for the new year. Lots of growth and prosperity. Hopefully not too much trial or negativity, but you know, we're going to help you. We're going to be there every step of the way. So continue to call in and reach out to us. We're on Instagram at The Concierge Coaches, The Concierge Coaches Show on Facebook, The Concierge Coaches on LinkedIn. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net, and my Instagram is bcameron2. So, folks, with that, we'll bid you a great week and have a marvelous new year. And we'll see everybody here next week. We have an exciting guest here, and Justin's bringing in, and we have more guests to come. So we'll see everybody next week here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed week, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.